This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. But before that, we have an announcement from the Huron County Sheriff's Office. They've issued a Level 2 winter road advisory due to hazardous driving conditions caused by snow and ice. Officials are urging residents to limit travel to essential trips only and avoid driving unless it's absolutely necessary. Motorists are also encouraged to check with their employers to determine whether they're required to report to work during the advisory. Now for a look at your news. Gerald Bruce Hiltz II was in court on Monday for a probation violation hearing. He faces a six-count warrant for violating his probation with a not guilty plea entered on his behalf. This marks his fourth alleged violation, which could lead up to 5 years in prison. Concerns were raised about his alleged return to alcohol use. A new hearing is set for March 16th at 11:30 a.m. The court set bond at $5,000, requiring Mr. Hiltz to wear a Scram alcohol monitoring device. And Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened Friday night at Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice. Both were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred Saturday night near the Callahan Road boat launch in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat to reach them. They were taken to a hospital for exposure, but are expected to be okay. Officials are reminding residents there's no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. And a video circulating on social media is drawing attention to a police arrest in Saginaw that involved the use of a taser. The incident happened on Beechwood Street on the city's east side and led to 4 arrests. Michigan State Police Emergency Services team members, along with the U.S. Marshals Service, were serving a warrant for Carmelo Barrera. Authorities say Barrera was a suspected getaway driver in a 2024 homicide case. A warrant charging him with 4 felonies had been issued in December. In the Facebook Live video, Barrera appears to have his hands up while police order him to walk toward an armored Bearcat vehicle. Moments later, he's tasered. State police have confirmed a taser was used, but have not released details about how or why it was deployed. Barrera's father, Billy McLaren, says he believes officers used excessive force. He also criticized the arrest of Barrera's brother, Jimmy Vasquez, who's now facing charges of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing police. McLaren himself was arrested and charged with harboring a fugitive, a claim he disputes, saying he didn't know about his son's warrant. A fourth person at scene was also arrested on a charge of resisting arrest. Michigan State Police say they're still investigating the incident, having declined to release additional details at this time. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have 2 SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
And we're back with more news. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a proposal to revise sections of the Clean Water Act that regulate water quality reviews. The move is designed to streamline federal projects, but has drawn criticism from tribal leaders who argue it weakens their ability to enforce treaty rights. Tribal advocates state that narrowing these reviews eliminates a primary tool used to protect local water sources from industrial pollution. The agency maintains the updates necessary to modernize infrastructure development, setting up a significant legal and environmental debate between federal and indigenous authorities. And Indian health authorities have confirmed that the Nipah virus outbreak in West Bengal has been contained. Two cases were identified in December, prompting an immediate quarantine of nearly 200 contacts, all of whom have since tested negative. Despite the containment, several Asian countries, including Thailand and Indonesia, have reintroduced health screenings at airports for travelers for the region. The Nipah virus is significantly more lethal than COVID-19, with fatality rate between 40 and 75%, making the swift containment a relief for global health officials. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
If you love a deal you can grab before anyone else does, Ashley and Bad Axe is your kind of sale. It's the winter blowout, and we are blowing out every one-and-done item in the building. Temperatures outside are freezing, but the savings inside are red hot. Save up to 30% off store-wide and enjoy 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing. Our one-and-done clearance is stacked with up to 60% off original prices. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and more. Each piece is priced to move, and once it's gone, it's gone. You'll find one-and-done sectionals starting at just $888. A complete bedroom set, bed frame, dresser, chest, and nightstand at 50% off. A dining set with seating for eight for only $9.88, and a gray swivel accent chair for just $2.88, a full 60% off. Plus, don't miss the accessory blowout for the finishing touches in your space. Select glass art is 60% off, coastal art is 65% off, clearance accessories are up to 70% off, and vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at only $3 to $4. Shop the winter blowout sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.